Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Barbershop, 216-578-0092 at GBush91 on Twitter. And we go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline and bring in John Costco, Pro Football Focus. How you doing this week, man?
I'm doing great as always, Garrett. How about yourself?
I'm doing awesome, man. Browns going against the New England Patriots. And this is an uphill battle. Uphill battle for the Browns this week. We talked about it quite a few times, you know, throughout the time. You have the Patriots as going away as the number one team in Pro Football Football Focus. When you look at the Patriots from a offensive standpoint, what makes the Patriots on offense such a great team? I talked a little bit about it. They're just so multiple. They do everything really good. But one of the things that really got me is they run so many formations from week to week. I can't even find any really crazy tendencies. They just seem to come out and just do stuff, and whatever they tend to do, they just do it well.
Well, yeah, they're a game plan offense. They run this Earhart Perkins offensive system, which allows players to play at any position on their offense. So that doesn't matter if they have 22 personnel out there, which is two running backs and two tight ends and wide receiver, or if they're out there in 11 personnel, which is three wide receivers, one tight end, one running back. They can line up in any formation with any package and run any of their plays. They're not limited to what they do. So obviously you have to have a trigger man and a first ballot Hall of Famer, one of the greatest of all time, and Tom Brady, that can run it and trust everybody that's out there on the field. And they do a really good job of coaching it up. So it's everything put together in terms of, how it works for them. Tom Brady's not having a great season like he has in the past, 5 years, but it's still Tom Brady. He's having a very good season. They have the weapons, even when it's, without Rob Gronkowski, now they're without Josh Gordon. They don't have like the prolific, big name guys anymore, but Julian Edelman's obviously one of the better slot receivers in the NFL. James White is a great running back as a receiver. Sony Michel does a really good job running it. And then they have all the pieces around there that complement that well. They have up-and-comers, and Jacoby Myers is playing really well this year for them. And then the offensive line isn't as good as it has been in the past, but they get rid of the ball so quickly that they nullify any issues that they have with that offensive line. So it's the whole system together, but obviously you can't do it without obviously Tom Brady there and Bill Belichick as your head coach. And then Josh McDaniels does a really good job of switching it up week to week and game planning for specific defenses.
When you look at the Patriots on the defensive side of the ball, I have them in my fantasy league. Boy, was that a crazy wow. That keeps me in fantasy football. I mean, they keep me alive some games. And guess what? I got them on an auto draft. I was out of the country, and I got auto draft for the Patriots defense. But they're just a juggernaut as far as they get turnovers. I mean, their corners are lockdown corners. They're disciplined. When you look at them defensively, this has to be one of their best defensive units. Sometimes they've been known to give up some yards, and you can get some yards on some of the Patriots' defenses in the last couple of years. But this defense, where would you say this ranks as one of their better defensive units over the last maybe 10 years?
It's obviously so far through seven games, the best that they've had, and it might be the best of all time. So what they've been able to do is just incredible. Obviously, from a fantasy standpoint, and anybody that has them in fantasy knows. But what they're able to do extremely well is they communicate better than any team on defense than we've probably seen in several years. And it only works if you have the athletes to be able to do it. Their back end, their secondary is elite. It's the best we've seen so far. And in several years by any coverage unit, better than the Bears last year, better than the Vikings a couple years ago when they had a historic type of defense too. So they just do everything extremely well, and it starts with that back end. Stephon Gilmore is, you know, one of the top cornerbacks in the NFL. The McCourty brothers do a really good job together. Daron Harmon is a really excellent safety for them. J.C. Jackson. They just have a lot of great pieces that communicate extremely well together. And you look at the individual pieces of those guys, they have 7 players with a PFF grade in coverage above 84, which is insane. Because having a grade above 84 just for any individual player is very impressive. But to have that many on one team is just lockdown. And that's what you see. And they don't have like these elite pass rushers. Obviously, they're extremely good at tackling. They rally to the football and are able to make tackles. They don't miss very many. They're solid in run defense. I think you can actually run on them. But you have to be able to pass in the NFL to win. And what they do in the back end is incredible.
Talking to John Costco in the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Transitioning, looking at the Cleveland Browns. You know, I'm anxious to get your opinion on this. I'm trying to figure out. I was on a YouTube and I do a YouTube channel, and I'm just sitting there thinking about what the Browns can do to actually win this game. And I put out something about Odell Beckham. I said I need Odell Beckham to be the old Odell Beckham. Have you seen any drop in Odell Beckham as far as his route running, his explosiveness? Have you seen any drop? Do you guys have a drop in his grade or drop in anything as far as Odell Beckham from his time with the Giants to his time now? And do you think there's anything as far as any a regression in his play?
So the grade for wide receivers kind of is reflected based on the sample size that you're getting. And also, you know, having it being able to be thrown catchable football. So far this year, he has on pace for a career low in grade at a 72.4. But the only other time that he had a low grade was a shortened 2017 season where he got injured, a couple games into it, and he had a 69.1 there. But that was only on 214 snaps. You look at him, he hasn't lost a step. He's still an explosive athlete. We've seen that a couple times. He still has the great hands on some spectacular catches he's already made this year. The issue so far with this offense is not just specifically Odell Beckham Jr. It's just that, you know, OBJ and Baker aren't on the same page. So when Baker is throwing the football, he's doing it, maybe rushing it a bit too early, or he's maybe a little bit late because of, OBJ, he's not ready for where OBJ is supposed to be. So they're having growing pains together. And you see it with Baker trying to get rid of the ball quickly. Maybe they were off on a play earlier where he was a little bit late on it. So he's trying to find that happy medium. Perhaps with the bye week, these guys can get back onto the same page. Because if they can, I mean, OBJ hasn't lost a step. He's still the explosive athlete. He's still the great receiver that everybody knows him to be. It's just a matter of Baker and OBJ getting on the same page. And essentially, it's the same thing with the whole offense. The whole offense is just off because Baker's timing hasn't been right so far. And, that is the key, I think. If Baker can actually get his timing right and gets comfortable to where he was playing last year in the second half of the year, that becomes a very winnable game. As good as New England is, they really haven't faced a team with this type of offensive firepower in the Browns. And I know that they really haven't shown it on a consistent basis, but Bill Belichick talked in his media presses this week about how explosive this team is. And it's true. They have a ton of explosive plays. This just hasn't been that consistency yet. And so if they can get that consistency, that's where they could cause issues for the Patriots defense.
Talking to John Costco in the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I wonder the individuals that we saw this week and kind of foreshadowing a little bit. We had an opportunity to see Kareem Hunt practicing, and he's coming back into the fold. How do you think that changes the dynamic with the Cleveland Browns and Freddie Kitchens? It seems that we are already having a little bit of trouble trying to get Odell Beckham, acclimated and rotated into the offense, so to speak. How do you think it's going to be trying to rotate Kareem Hunt in there? How does that affect Nick Chubb? And do you think that Freddie Kitchens may have an issue with getting another playmaker involved in his offense that isn't really hitting on all cylinders now?
Well, obviously that's going to be a couple of weeks, you know, against Buffalo. And so maybe you'll see a better offense and a more cohesive unit for the Browns. And obviously we're going to be getting a change at left tackle. Not sure exactly who's going to be starting there. I know there's rumors, but I won't even speculate on who it's going to be. But with bringing in Kareem Hunt at a running back position, they already, you know, obviously Nick Chubb has been great, but Dontrell Hilliard has not been. He's been a complete liability when you put him out there in the passing game, because his pass block grade is a 7.3, and that's out of 0 to 100. That's not good.
Whoa! You said 7.3, not
7.3.
Oh gosh!
So every time he's pass blocking, he's essentially getting beat. Is that what that means? So basically, he's just a liability out there. And even when you put, it's like, all right, we can't put him out there. He's a liability. You put D'Ernest Johnson in there, he's 16.4. So he's not. He's like basically the same. It's just a train wreck when you go out there with pass protection. So Nick Chubb has been great in that factor, and he's a 90.6 pass block grade. So you can see there's a monstrous difference between, you know, Nick Chubb and those next two guys. Where it'd be great for Kareem Hunt coming in is he's very good as a pass blocker. This is where they're missing Duke Johnson. And I know Duke Johnson had, you know, issues of getting touches and whatnot, but you know, you look at that trade and sure, getting a basically what's going to turn into a third round pick is really good value for, you know, backup running back that's just a pass game specialist. But they really missed that element because he was one of the best, if not the best, in the pass game as a running back in the NFL over the past 3 years. So bringing in Hunt should only help that, because if you replace Nick Chubb with Kareem Hunt, I mean, that's a huge difference. So they can make it work if the unit is obviously cohesive. But the fact of the matter is that if he's there pass blocking, it literally cannot be any worse by putting him in instead of Dontrell Hilliard and D'Ernest Johnson.
Another quick couple names that we've been anxious to hear and we haven't seen. We have Jannard Avery and Hollywood Higgins, who we just, for some reason, haven't had opportunity to see. Jannard Avery has been a healthy scratch. He's a guy that has shown some promise in rushing the passer. And Hollywood Higgins seems to be a guy that Baker Mayfield has some sort of chemistry with, a guy that we can see that he has some chemistry with going back to last year and in the beginning part of the preseason with. We haven't seen him as well. What do they show on as far as their grades? It's just baffling that those guys are scratches when it seems to be that they're healthy. What are their grades as far as offensive, defensively, as far as Jannard Avery and Hollywood Higgins? What could they bring to the table?
Yeah, Hollywood Higgins brings chemistry and reliability to the table. And that reliability is what they need. And I'm not really sure what the plan was with not putting him out there in week 6, when he was healthy. And then rushing Antonio Callaway back, who Baker doesn't really have the chemistry with. And you saw it last year that they were often on different pages. And you see it where a number of Baker's interceptions are to Antonio Callaway because he's not in the right place, or he's just, he's slipping on a route, or, you know, a lot of, you know, multiple different issues, dropping the pass, whatever it is. Higgins is one of the most reliable players on this team in terms of what he can bring for Baker. So I think what we'll see is that his grade didn't really reflect obviously not an elite player, he's at an average level, 70.5. So that's a good grade and somebody that Baker can lean on when, especially in the scramble drill. Those guys were two of the best in the NFL last year when Baker got, you know, outside the pocket and needed to scramble. And as for Jannard Avery, he's a guy that I really like coming out of college too. He's a true edge rusher. Last year they played him as an off-ball linebacker and as an edge rusher. So they moved him around. And I hated how he played as an off-ball linebacker because they would drop him into coverage, and he's awful at dropping into coverage. His grade is a 28.2 last year. But when he was rushing the passer and stopping the run and run defense on the edge, he was at a 75 grade level doing that. And he can get after the passer. He can stop the run. He's a sure tackler. So what's happened this year, I'm not really positive. I think, with the defensive change, Steve Wilks wants a maybe more of a stout hold him up on the edge type rather than a penetrator type for run defense. So and he's obviously a smaller guy than say Chad Thomas and even a Chris Smith. So I'm not sure what the issue is there. I would definitely like to see him on the field because he showed a lot of promise as a rookie last year, outside of dropping into coverage. So he obviously has a dynamic talent, but the problem is I think he doesn't have can provide much in the special teams area, and that when you come into your fourth or fifth edge rusher on your roster, they need to be able to provide that, and so that might be a kind of one of the issues as well.
All right, one last question: what are your thoughts on the score in this game? What do you think the Browns need to do to win this football game on Sunday, especially going into a hostile environment and very tough to win in Gillette?
Yeah, I mean, you can't make any mistakes in this game. And I know that you don't want to go into a game thinking I have to play perfect in order to win this game. And because then when you do that, you press and you do make mistakes, but essentially they need to be able to play freely and without mistakes. You can't be having all these penalties that the Browns have had. Obviously everybody knows that they lead the NFL in penalties and penalty yards. Obviously Baker can't be turning the ball over, so he needs to be able to protect the ball. And so if you can get him, if he's in proper timing and he's reading the field properly, this becomes a winnable game for them. But this defense is so good. You've got the greatest coach of all time on the other side of the field. I think it's, if you can come out of there with a moral victory by it making it look like a good product on the field, what we haven't seen outside of the Ravens game this year, that would be a victory in my eyes for the Browns. But I could see this as more of a 24-14 type game. A loss for the Browns. I can't envision very many scenarios where I see them winning it, but I do see a pathway to winning it. It just would be very difficult to do so.
All right, John, appreciate you. We'll talk again next week.
All right, sounds great.
All right, man, appreciate it. John Costco of Pro Football Focus, and as always, he's on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, 216-578-0092 @GBush91 on Twitter.